You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Ganun siya kasimpleng. Simpleng-simpleng hari lang siya. Pero pag nagpapatay siya, talagang dedo. Asahan mo, hindi mabubuhay. He was so ruthless that I began to realize, when I was reading this, why do you allow Jesus to be born on the time where there is this tyrant ruler in the land? I was just thinking, Lord, bakit? Have you ever seen, di ba, the contrast here? Bakit hindi na lang kung yung ruler, yung mabait, na tipong lahat masaya, di ba? Lahat talagang, everyone's happy, there's a king that is about to come. Pero bakit may tyrant ruler? Bakit may ruthless ruler? How many of you know that God allowed this to happen so that we could learn from the story? The good thing about it is God is sovereign. Whoever is the ruler, he's still the one who placed people in leadership, whether we like it or not. Life must go on because God himself is sovereign. Now let's check it out. King Herod. Do you realize that King Herod, from the very beginning, he wants to stop Christmas Day? In other words, he was the original Grinch who wants to put a stop on Christmas. Hello? Do you understand it? Before Jim Carrey came to the picture, Herod was the original guy who is the Grinch wanting to put a stop over Christmas. He wanted to kill the Christ, the very reason for Christmas. Question is, why is that? Bakit kaya? Well, let's check it out and figure it out. Why is that? Number one, let's check about his response. Number one, I believe the very reason is, number one, because of insecurity. Everyone say, insecurity. Insecure na tao. Si Herod, bakit po? Ito po sinasabi ng Bible sa Matthew chapter 2, verse 3. When King Herod heard this, when King Herod heard about this child called the King of the Jews, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. Medyo nayanig ng konti. Hindi konti, talaga nayanig. At the back of his mind, what? King of the Jews? Wait a minute. There's no King of the Jews except me. I am the King of the Jews. He was the king that time. And what happened was, it's because of the Roman people, the Senate, placed him as the king, even though he was not in the lineage of David, meaning he's a guy who doesn't have the rightful place, a rightful heir of being king in the line of David, and he became king. He knew exactly, I'm not supposed to be here. Okay, I didn't came from a royal background, that lineage of kingship. But he was there. He started to get what? Insecure. Why? Because he held so much in his position. Are you here with me? He was worried about his position, as a matter of fact. He was so insecure when he learned that there was this guy coming who is the king of the Jews, the real one, because he knows and realizes he was the fake one. Insecurity. I don't know for us, but what kind of insecurity we all experience in life? Are we here after for positions? Are we here of something that you know that is not for you and you still have it with you? Are you the genuine kind of a person? Are you living for what is right? Or maybe there's such a hero in us. Number one, his attitude was, he was insecure. Secondly, he has the attitude, response is superficiality. Superficiality, where we could see that in Matthew chapter 2, verse 8. Let's check it out. Here's what it says. He sent them to Bethlehem. Okay, regarding, he was relating to the Magi. Okay, we're going to talk about the Magi next week. And he said, go and make a careful search for the child. And as soon as you find him, report to me so I too may go and what? Worship him. Oh, yeah, right, sure. Okay. So he's telling the guy, say, look, you better search for this person called, what's that, King of the Jews? Why don't you search, try to find a guy, try to look for this child, tell me right away, because I myself, wanting to be like you, I want also to worship him. There's a superficiality Meaning, he was so insecure that he wants to get to know where this child was. You know why? Simply because he wants to kill the child. This guy, King Herod, was a ruthless leader. And yet, listen to this. He was even an effective leader. Do you realize that? He was so effective that he built monuments. He built lavish buildings, structures. And the reason why he was doing that, you know the reason why? Because he wants to get the favor of the Jews, because the Jews despised him. They know he was not supposed to be king. But for him to gain their favor, he was doing everything he can, trying to win their favor and win their approval so that he could remain in that position as king. Superficial. In fact, his loyalty was not really for the Jews. He was doing it for himself, for his own self-preservation. Hello? So that what? So that he'll be retained as king of the Jews. Ganon katindi po ito. Ginagawa niya lahat. In fact, trying to be loyal, trying to make sure that I want to get your approval. I want to get you. I need to prove something that I am for you. Well, he did that. And in fact, for those people who are really believers, do you realize he built a temple of Solomon, trying to be God-fearing, but in reality, it's not. He's loyal to himself, not to God, not to the people. Which goes to our third point. His response was what? Self-centeredness. Everybody say self-centeredness. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Here's what it says. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Why would he do that? Because everything evolves in me as a king. Everything evolves with me as the leader. I don't want any competition. Anyone who will rise up, he will order the killing of that person. Why? Because everything boils down into him. It's all about me. Hello. Question is, what about us? Like this guy, always looking for his own benefit, always winning the hearts of people for himself. In fact, there might be questions that I would like to ask you, such as, what will I get this Christmas? Is it about you, my friends? What will I get this Christmas? Have you thought of that? Oh, Christmas na naman. Ano kaya? Ito gusto ko eh. Ano kaya yung makukuha ko na naman? Ano kaya yung makukuha ko sa ninong ko? How many of you believe nothing's wrong with that? How many of you believe when you started to crave and desire for something more than what God wants, something's wrong about it? Then Christmas is always about us. Questions such as, what is it for me and not for others? Or maybe you're the kind of person who will give so many gifts this Christmas so that ikaw yung sikat. Maybe you're the person who would decorate lavishly your house, what's inside your house, so that in your neighborhood, ikaw yung pinakamagandang talagang colorful. Sobrang ibang klase yung bahay natin dahil you want the recognition. Ikaw yung magaling. Ikaw yung sikat. Pag Christmas, walang pinag-usapan. Gusto mo parate, ikaw. Ang galing mo magluto. Ang grabe, lahat binigay na. Maybe that's the way our attitude shows. Is it really about us? What is it for me? Guys, listen. What is Christmas? Is it about us? How can we learn? Lessons learned from King Herod. Here are the lessons learned. Number one, are you ready? We are still the boss or king of our lives other than Christ. Hello. A lot of people, all right, would box out. There's a term in basketball where we call it box out, all right, especially when you play defense. And, all right, you don't want the offense team to get the ball. All you need to do is to box him out and get the ball. Listen, a lot of people will ride on to Christmas as if Jesus is the center, but people are boxing him out to get what they want, because deep within them, it's about what I want. It's about me. And the thing is, We all know that Christ is King. We all know that Jesus is supposed to be the boss of our lives. But is He really the King of our lives, my friends? Is He really the one who dwells in our hearts, in our own homes, in the life of our children, in your life as spouses? Is He really the one who calls the shots in our own lives? You know, a lot of people doesn't want to be ruled by someone. They all want to be the boss of themselves. Let me tell you, in this relationship, Jesus is the King. Jesus is the leader. Jesus is the boss. Jesus is the center of our lives. When we call Him Christ is Lord, He really means Christ is Lord of our lives. Can you say amen to that? He will not be backed out. He would really say Christmas, which means Christ is the center of this very season. Secondly, we claim in our lips, Christ is Lord, but our hearts and actions show otherwise. A lot of people say, yeah, it's fine. All right, Jesus is King, Jesus is Lord. But in your own hearts, you know very well, my friends. In your own actions, you know very well. As the Bible says, many claim to know their God, but through their actions, they deny Him. Jesus would say, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Why is that? Why? Because people just honor God with their lips. For them, Christmas or Christ with them is only a Sunday thing. The moment that they get out of the place, it's the same old attitude. It's the same old responses. They are the ones who heads up themselves and not Christ. Thirdly, if our focus on Christmas is about ourselves, then we reject Christ just like Herod. If our focus on Christmas is us, then we're just like Herod. You know, there's a song. There's a song that says, you're my hero. You know that? You're my hero. Take a look inside the heart. You mind? Listen. Hero. Right. But here's my point. There's a hero inside of us that we need to check. And it's not you. It's not Jesus. It's about us letting go and letting Christ to seat on our rightful place. Are you here with me? In Matthew chapter 2, verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus was given to us, and the reason why, so that he will save you, he will forgive you, he will wipe out our sins so we can no longer live for ourselves, but live for Him. Can you say amen? As we celebrate this Christmas, I just want to say, Christmas is for us, but it's not about us. Let's say that once again. Christmas is for us, but it's not about us. Are you here with me? Again, Christmas is for us, but it's really not about you. It's not about me. Are you here with me? Let me conclude by sharing Titus chapter 3, verse 4 and 6. Sabi po ng Bible, with the kindness and love of God, our Savior appeared. He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Folks, here's the bottom line. I don't think there will be a genuine Christmas. I don't think there will be a real Christmas. You may have all those great food, the big tree, the great decorations, the greatest gift you could ever receive. But let me tell you this. If Christ is not yet inside of heart as King, Lord, your boss, then I don't think that's the real Christmas that you experience. The Bible says He saved us not because of the righteous things He has done, you have done, but because of His mercy. And I believe today, to some of you who are here today, you got to experience the real King of Christmas. Maybe it stops you because there's a hero inside of us. You're focused about ourselves, but I believe this is a moment that we need to recognize humble ourselves and say, God, I want to repent. I want to give my life to you. I want to experience the greatest time Christmas ever experienced in my life. And that is to be with you and to spend my life with you. Can you say amen? Again, Christmas is for us, those that Jesus wants to save. And it's not about me. Amen? Can we just bow our heads right now and take this time? Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. That your name means Savior, Christ, the Messiah. And the reason why you appeared is simply because you want to save us. Lord, thank you for the gift of salvation. In the very first Christmas that ever happened, the enemy was there to stop you. But Lord God, if there's anything of us that we need to surrender today and give up because we want you to take the rightful place. We don't want to be like Herod, Lord, who claims he wants to worship you, who claims, Lord, that he is a God-fearing man, but reality in his heart, he's not. Let me ask you the question. Jesus would say, why do you call him Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say, and do not do what he say? Well, this is a moment that I believe the Lord would extend his love, his salvation, his kingship over our lives. While every heads are bowed and eyes closed, do you have Christ in your lives? Is he real? Is he genuine? But today, you could have the right attitude in your heart by accepting him to be your Lord, to be your master, to be your boss, and say, God, I want to surrender myself. I want to give my life to you. I want to pray for you. If you want to give your life to Christ, I want to experience a different kind of Christmas. Can I pray for you? Would you lift up your hands and say, that's me. I want to give my life to Christ. Just lift up your hands. Yes, thank you. Yes. Lift up your hands. See those hands. Yes, thank you. Praise God. God has in store something greater, unimaginable. It's only his presence that he wants you to experience, his salvation. Anyone else, lift up your hands. If you're saying, that's me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to humble myself. Yes, thank you. Praise God. Thank you, yes. Forget the person next to you, just between you and God. Maybe this is your first time to be here. Maybe you've been coming. Yeah, you like the place, you like the song, but reality is, this is not about this place. This is not about a song we sang. It's about the person, why we sing those songs, and that is Christ himself. Anyone else, for the last time, the Lord has convicted you. Would you give up your life and surrender to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to give my life to Christ. Thank you for the last time. Thank you. See those hands. Praise God. Anyone else? Great. Can I pray for you? To those of you who lifted up your hand, tinaas mo po yung kamay mo. Can I pray for you? Can you stand up, please? Lahat po nagtaas ng kamay. Please stand up on your feet. Pwede po man tumayo kayo, sir, ma'am. Please, don't be embarrassed. Stand up where you are. Sir, please stand. I want to pray for you. Yes. Thank you. Just stand up where you are. Thank you. Praise God. Stand up. Is there anyone else? Those of you lifted their hands. Praise God. I just want to pray for you this afternoon. I believe the reason why you're here today because there's a plan of God in your life. And that plan has something to do with this season, this Christmas season. I just want to pray and ask you to say this prayer out loud with the help of some of our Victory Group leaders. Can I just ask some of the Victory Group's leader just to stand with them? All right, as we guide you towards this relationship with Christ, praise God. Let me just pray for you right now. Sa lahat po nakatayo ngayon, just bow your heads. Just bow your heads. We just want to pray for you, all right? Just say this prayer. Say this prayer out loud. Lord Jesus, say it once again. Say, Lord Jesus, I humble myself. Lord, I surrender my whole self. Today, Lord, I open my heart to you. I want to ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of all my sins. Lord, forgive me of my self-centered attitude. And today, Lord God, I ask you to come to live inside of me, that you will be, Lord Jesus, my King, my God, my Lord, my boss over my life. Lord, thank you that this Christmas season will no longer be me as the center, but you will be the center of this Christmas. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great gift of salvation that I receive from you today. Thank you, Lord God. Let me just pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone of this people who gave their lives to you. Lord, thank you that you came here on earth to save your people from their sins. And Father, thank you that they've experienced your forgiveness, that they've been given the gift of salvation, eternal life, starting from this day on as they serve you. Father, I bless every one of these. Thank you for their lives. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen, amen. Can we just give these people a big, big hand? Let's all rise up. Let's all rise up. Lift our hands right now. Thank you, Lord. Let me just pray. Father, we thank you for every person who's here today. Thank you, Father God, even as, Lord God, this event, this season, the Yuletide season, is right here in our midst. Father, I pray, enable us not to make a mistake, that the focus of this Christmas, it is not about us, and it will never be about us, but it's always be what you are and what you want in our lives, and that is the very desire of our hearts. Lord, I pray that let this Christmas season be a different kind of season, that you will bless every person. I pray, Father God, that there will be a financial, Lord God, breakthrough that will take place, Lord. I pray, Father God, whatever they believe in you for, they're not focusing on their gift, but they're going to focus on the giver, the blesser, and not the blessing. And even as we do that, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you will pour out your blessing, your prosperity, Lord God, that you bless your people, body, soul, and spirit. We receive this by faith. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone would shout, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Come on. Praise God. God bless you.